Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
If you and I both fear God, we will live. I said, if we truly fear God, we will live. If we fear having to explain to him one day why we didn't do what we were supposed to do. I fear that. I fear sometimes thinking, what would God say? What is God going to say to you when you stand before him? There's a clip, a young man, it's been posted for a long time on YouTube, where he had a dream where he stood before the judgment seat. And he was saved. He was really saved. But he had these things that were in his, you know, it was a real riveting dream that he had. I mean, it's really, you can tell it was from the Lord. But the Lord tested him. And the only thing that got him in heaven, he did go to heaven, but the Lord said there was stuff in him. You know, and he didn't know it until he looked down and he saw that stuff in him. Because all the bodies in line were transparent. You could see through them. And way down the line, he would hear the Lord say something, and then somebody would try to explain something, and he'd say, depart from me, work of iniquity. And then all of a sudden, the hell would open up, and you'd hear him scream, and the fire would come out and burn everybody in the line. And the line would move up. And this young man was saved. So it's the fear of God. Proverbs, look at Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. I pray that we can get a good grasp and understanding of really what is the fear of God? Is it a scariness? You're fearful. If you fear the unknown or you fear the enemy, then you're timid. And that's not how God wants you to be around him. Proverbs 9 and verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord. This is, we're talking about something here that will bring you into the wisdom of God. See, knowledge has to do with the natural realm. Knowing things. Wisdom has to do with knowing God's heart. This is not natural. You know, the wisdom, to the spirit of wisdom, to know God's heart, the word of wisdom, to know God's mind in a matter. So the fear of the Lord is the very beginning. If there's no fear of God, there's no real wisdom. You might have some mother wit, you know, or some stuff you learned growing up. You know, everybody learned some things. I'm talking about the wisdom of God, that rhema for the moment, that word that cuts through the chase, goes through all the smoke screen and that, and hits home right in the moment. The wisdom of God. Now, I want to know, we got the first, second, and third day, right? All these threes we talked about. You know, there are the call them the third day saints. There are second day saints. And then there are saints on the first day. And sometimes the first day saints are the ones that just are born again and they're just getting, you know, acquainted with even the terminology and the lingo of the Word of God and the whole culture of church and kingdom. But you have the second day saints. And you can see, I think Nate said it, 30, 60, 100. The second day saints are usually the audience, not the army. The third day saints have become an army. Amen. The second day saints tend to be an audience, not quite an army yet. And they're not new to this, but they've gotten familiar with it. And so they're just like an audience. What is an audience? See, an audience has to do with being comfortable. You go to the movies, you don't want nobody making a whole lot of noise all the time and people walking in front of you. You want to see the movie. You want to get nice and comfortable. It's the spirit of comfort. The second day, I'm talking about, because we're going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. The second day is comfortability, the spirit of comfort. Comfort attaches itself to an audience. Comfort attaches itself to an audience, not to an army. Soldiers oftentimes have to sleep with their boots on, right? Ready at all time, right? The weapon right there, ready to move in a heartbeat to fight. Sometimes the second day saints want comfortable sermons. Pastor went 2 minutes over. Again. Huh? Comfortable sermons. Sometimes, listen, the second day, if we're stuck on the second day, we want comfortable praise and worship. What was comfortable? Right? Don't want to get too involved. Don't want to lose my cool. You bought a swagger in. You don't want to lose the swagger. I don't want my makeup to run. Am I talking to somebody? Come on, tell the truth. It'd be in the back of your mind, you know. Want everybody to know this is new. So can't get sweaty. How about comfortable altar calls? Nobody crying, nobody screaming at the altar, no casting out demons at the altar. Just something comfortable, something that fits the service. When we, many of us have graduated from that, maybe not all, but when we graduated from that, well, before we graduated from that, we were spectators. I'm after something because God has started something. It's been here a long time, but he's unleashed it. It's going to be a manifestation of it. So if you don't want to quench it, don't want to stop it, don't want to back off of it and just see it as an event. No, it becomes a life. This is who we are. Amen. This is how we fight our battles. This is who we have become, right? So we don't want to be audiences and we don't want to be spectators when we come to church. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We want so to please God that, you know, we tremble at the thought of displeasing him.
Amen.
We tremble at the thought of missing him. The moment you realize you've missed the mark, you want to fall to your knees. If you don't fall literally to your knees, you fall to your knees in your heart.
Amen.
It's like,
Amen.
Lord. And it wasn't, to somebody else, it ain't no big deal, but to you, it's a big deal.
Amen.
Because it's your relationship. You and him got it like that.
Amen.
Huh? Fear and trembling, it's important to you. Yeah, what I picture in my mind right now is somebody, this is maybe not a good example, but you know, somebody getting ready to rob a bank. And they get back into the vault. And you know how they have those electric, like you see all the red lines going across. And if you touch one of them, the alarm's gonna go off. And so now you're trying to get through there because the money. You can see the money, but you can't touch one of them red things. Oh, it's go. So you're very delicate with it. Why? Because you want what's on the other side. Fear and trembling. Let me give you some examples because we're building on something. You're going to see it in a little bit. You'll see it. We'll get to the meat of this tonight. But look at John in the Gospel of John chapter 6. I want to look at an example concerning the fishes and the loaves. See, God has started something in your life. Something's been unleashed. Now don't draw back. Amen. Tell somebody right now, don't you dare draw back. After David rejoiced before the Lord with all his might, his wife Michal was looking from the palace window, and she despised him. Amen. See, she was caught up in pride, in the spirit of Saul. Just what it looked like. Heart didn't really matter. Amen. Just what, you know, looked the part. But David was dancing with all his might. And when he went to return home to bless his house, Michal began to speak words that were cursing words. Amen. Amen. You know, trying to make David ashamed. But David said, listen, I'm paraphrasing, you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. You think that was shameful to you? Wait till I really get my dance on. But what happened with Michal? Because Michal despised him in that rejoicing that he did, her womb was shut up. In essence, she was not able to reproduce. She was not able to produce anything. See, that's what happens. People become unfruitful.
Amen.
You stop bearing fruit.
Amen. Amen.
When you're a second day spectator and somebody's up here sweating it out. And they're praising God. You don't know what they're going through.
Amen.
You don't know what they're facing. You know what giant they are dealing with. And they're dancing till the cows come home. And you think, oh, they need to sit down. No, you need to stand up.
Amen.
And let me just put this caveat here, because some of us, I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Amen.
Now, you might think people trying to, you know, slow you down or cramp your style. But if they move out the way, you're going to hurt yourself.
Amen.
Now, I don't want to sound rude here. But the Holy Spirit's not going to hurt you.
Amen.
So as you get hurt, that's you.
Amen. Amen.
And don't be
Amen.
Don't be acting like you're all out of control. It's just the Spirit of God. You out of control till you look over your shoulder to make sure somebody behind you. Ah! See, what I'm saying.
Amen, amen, amen.
Come on, what I'm saying is the Holy Spirit don't act unseemly.
Amen.
If you're not surrounded by people pushing you, trying to keep you up, I say, hey, just leave alone, leave alone. Boom, you're going to go into the door. Where everybody at? Is that the Holy Ghost? Is that you?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.